Good morning. It is 842, 97.9 The Hill, and time now for Adopt a Pet. Each week, we meet a different dog or cat looking for a forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Houndswood Village of Durham, a brand new townhome community that has taken pet-friendly to another level. Today, I am joined by Randy Enman from the Goat House Refuge. And Randy, it's always good to talk to you. And what do you have for us today?
Well, good morning. I got a little kitten for you named Amelia, and she's the sweetest cat. When you put her picture on chapelboro.com later today, you'll see she has a really beautiful yellow eyes staring out in the picture. But she's a little black cat, real soft little kitten. She was born in early August, so not she's still a kitten, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture of her right now, and I'm sorry we have to do this virtually. It would be great to have her in here, but I understand she is absolutely full of energy and loves playing more than anything in the world.
Yeah, she does. She's a little ball of energy, and she loves playing, and she has one of her sisters named Billy, and she likes playing with her sister too. So really, if you're looking for to adopt two kittens together, that they would be ideal.
As a matter of fact, that would be the preference, I guess, when adopting Amelia, that you adopt another one of her siblings with her, because that would be just a great way for them to be together and be a part of all the excitement in your family.
Yeah, they do bond with their siblings when they're real young. So it does kind of help to have two. Now, we know that people don't always want to adopt two cats, but it is a good idea sometimes.
Randy, I know that you do some wonderful work at the Goat House Refuge, and for folks who may have been hiding under a rock for years and don't know anything about the Goat House Refuge, take a moment and explain what the place is all about.
Yeah. Well, we're a nonprofit refuge, and we specialize in cats, and our on-site capacity is 300, and we typically have 300, although shortly we'll be dipping down below our capacity because we're toward the end of what we call kitten season now, and so we'll dip below our capacity, so we'll have room for next kitten season. And we're out in rural Chatham County, a little bit north of Pittsburgh, and the best way to find us is to check on their directions on our website, which is goathouserefuge.org, and that'll give you directions to how to find us.
Yeah, they're very clear directions, and this place is, you may think, you know, that it's out in the middle of nowhere, but it really is pleasant out there. You drive out there, and you're in a whole other world, and I would call it cat world.
Yeah, it's an easy drive from Chapel Hill. It's like, it takes me about a half hour to get there, you know. Well, drive over, go over Chicken Bridge to get there, typically. Most people from, there's a road called Chicken Bridge, and you go over Chicken Bridge to get there, so.
Yeah, I think anybody who's been around for a very long time would know where Chicken Bridge is.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, what's the website address again, if you don't mind?
Yeah, refuge.org.
Okay.
And you actually need to get on the right now, because of the COVID situation, we're having people make appointments to come out to visit. So you'll need to go to our website and click on the contact us and let us know.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is later in the day, we'll put Amelia on our website, chapelboro.com. We will put her on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll get her adopted, and we'll give you a reminder of how you can find out more about her and about the Goat House Refuge. And Randy, as always, I appreciate you, my friend, and always good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, there you go. That is Adopt a Pet for today on 97.9 The Hill, brought to you by Houndswood Village. And thanks to them for making Adopt a Pet possible. The team at Houndswood Village knows it can be rough to find the right place for you and your pet. Their townhomes in Durham are brand new. They've taken every step to be sure you and your furry family members have a great place to call home. Visit online at houndswoodvillage.com. You can even take a personal virtual tour. 8:46. Good morning.
Join Ron Stutz Tuesday mornings for Adopt-A-Pet, presented by Houndswood Village in Durham. Each week, we collaborate with a local rescue organization who will introduce us to a dog or cat looking for a forever family. Maybe it'll be you. Houndswood Village knows it's hard to find the right place for you and your pet to call home. So they've built townhomes that aren't just pet-friendly, they're pet luxury. Learn more online at houndswoodvillage.com and tune in to the Ron Stutz Show, Tuesday mornings at 8:40 for Adopt-A-Pet every week on 97.9 The Hill.